views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Hello, fantastic listeners. We have been waiting all week to talk to you.
We have indeed, Countess, yeah. And let me tell you a little bit about what this show's about, Psychic World. It's all about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aims and ambitions. Whatever you've got aspirations, you can call in and talk to myself, John G. Sutton, or Countess Starella. And we will do our very best to help you see the signposts on the way to achieve all that's possible in this often difficult world. Please do call in. The number to call is 800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-901. And I am John G. Sutton. You can see me on my website, which is psychicworld.net. And where can people see the amazing Countess?
At countessstarella.com or Orainum, where I spend most of my days and evenings because I love being live for you in various amazing attires.
I have seen them. They're quite crazy. Half lady, half bird. I've seen their feathers. I mean, are you actually growing them yourself?
Absolutely. Some birds follow me.
They're sprouting from all over the place. Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to go and see Countess Starella on Orainum.com. She's on there. She's got a chat room, and you can see her. She has a wonderful webcam, and she wears the most outrageous costumes. Is that purple hair a wig, or do you dye it on a daily basis?
Only her hairdresser knows for sure, as Dolly Parton, my family friend, would say.
So that's a secret. A gentleman wouldn't ask that, but then again...
It's a secret, Johnny.
Is it? It's a secret. Well, ladies and gentlemen, purple, pink, red, green, you name it, Countess Starella's got it. You go and have a look at Orainum.com at a wonderful webcam there. You just go into Orainum.com, type in Countess Starella, and up will come this incredible vision of loveliness, the amazing Countess Starella. We'd like you to call in this evening, 800-930-2819, and ask us your very own questions. If people want to get hold of me, as people do, then you can look on my website, which is psychicworld.net. In fact, on psychicworld.net, there's a link to my page on Orainum with my very own webcam. I'm a little bit more, a little darker than Countess Starella. I don't go for all the elaborate makeup and feathers. It probably wouldn't go very well with my long white hair. This evening we've got a very special subject, do we not, Countess?
Oh, let us enlighten you on some of the unusual places on this planet.
Well, we are. I'm going to speak a little bit about the haunted city of London. And you, Countess, you're going to speak about where?
About my home in New Orleans, Louisiana.
The Voodoo City, is that right?
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Voodoo City, yeah. I'll tell you a little bit about haunted London. I was filming there, it's probably about 16 years ago now, we're doing a program about Jack the Ripper. And if you ever go to London, you've got to go on the Jack the Ripper tour. There's a Jack the Ripper tour. the people I was filming with, we hired in the officer from Scotland Yard who ran the Black Museum, believe it or not, Donald Rumbelow. And Donald Rumbelow took us around all the Ripper sites. I was with the team, and there we went to a place called Mitre Square. That's MITRE, Mitre Square, for all who are writing this down. And whilst they were filming in Mitre Square, a very dark image came across. It wasn't quite a materialized spirit, but it was a very dark image that was standing across the square directly opposite me. I tried to draw the camera team's attention to this, but they were busy working with an interview that we're doing. And it transpires that there was a murder committed in Mitre Square. One of the victims of Jack the Ripper was a lady called Catherine Eddowes, and she was the fourth victim of the murderer of Jack the Ripper, and her body was discovered on the 30th of September 1888. There is a famous pub that used to be it used to actually be called the Jack the Ripper. It is now being renamed as it was originally was in 1888, which is called the Ten Bells, and that's on Commercial Street. That's supposed to be haunted as well, because there was a horrifically mutilated body found just around the corner, and attributed to the terrible killer, who has never been correctly identified. Jack the Ripper was never identified, hence the mystery of Jack the Ripper. And his ghost does walk the streets of London. It's a very ancient city. It dates back to Roman times when it was called Londonium. And if you ever visit the capital city of London, you really must go and have a look on the Jack the Ripper tour, because it's very spooky. And have a glass of beer or whatever you will in the Ten Bells pub, because that's been standing since 1888. Go and have a look at Jack the Ripper's local beer place. Now, you're going to tell us a little bit about an amazing place. Come on, Countess, tell us about Voodoo City.
Let me tell you some of the highlights of New Orleans, one of them being some of the fascinatingly beautiful and compelling cemeteries where the wild ghosts hang out at night, one of whom visited me when I was young. His name was Mr. Opelousas Sostin, an old voodoo priest who had a sort of fiery headdress on. And when I first told my mother, she goes, "Oh, yeah, I heard about this character. He walks around the French Quarter late at night and sometimes is seen in the cemeteries." And there's a kind of phenomenon that often is, you know, goes without great explanation, but it's connected to some substance that comes up in the swamps and creates these weird looking entities. Ooh, I'm telling you, what a fascinating place to grow up and a great place for a psychic to be from. Everyone should visit.
The Voodoo City. We're not. I mean, if you were very young and you experienced this, was it like a Will of the Wisp thing?
Something like, yes, yes, yeah, very much like.
Were you not terrified by this? I mean, when I was experiencing the ghosts of Jack the Ripper in London and specifically in Mitre Square, I was a mature man in my 40s. I wasn't scared at all.
Well, you would have to know my family, who's steeped in all things haunted and spooky. They did not raise us to be afraid of anything. There was a very expanded consciousness in this family.
Very good. And well, when you saw this spirit, did you actually believe that it was a ghost at the time, or did you attribute it to mist?
At first, I was wondering if it was someone who had been partying too much and had lived a few too many mint juleps. Maybe it was someone who had been partying.
Is that what they drink down there, is it?
Yeah, the mint juleps or the hurricanes. But as I got closer and it seemed to be somewhat transparent, I thought, this is no ordinary reveler.
I've heard of them having hurricanes in New Orleans, but I didn't know that they drank them.
There's a drink, honey. You better be tough to handle one of these. There's about 15 ounces of various liquors. We'll knock you right out.
I'm like, well, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to be touching anything like that. So, have you actually visited London yourself, Countess?
Yes, I have, and I am in love with it. I am the absolute quintessential Anglophile. If I could have found a husband, I would have stayed there the rest of my life. I love it.
Have you ever been on Westminster Bridge? It's supposed to be very haunted, Westminster Bridge.
Yes, I love that bridge. I love the Tower of London, too. I'm fascinated by the architecture, the museums. Everything there has such a history. Westminster Abbey. Oh, my God.
It is an incredible city and very haunted. For a period of time, I worked in the biggest prison in Europe, which is located in London. That's called Wormwood Scrubs. And believe me, that prison is very haunted. I went to a cell one day and the inmates were screaming blue murder, banging on the doors, trying to get out. So I ran to the cell, opened the door and said, what on earth's the matter? The furniture is off the floor and parts of the furniture were actually levitating. What they'd been doing was messing around with Ouija boards. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to this program. Do not mess with Ouija boards. They are very, very dangerous, especially if you're in somewhere extremely haunted like HM Prison Wormwood Scrubs. One of the inmates in that cell was taken away to the hospital and was put into a psychiatric unit. It drove him insane. Quite what he'd seen in that cell, I can't tell you, but I know that we got the hospital staff and he was taken away, sedated, and he didn't return to the main prison. He was taken to a psychiatric unit. That was the Ghosts of Wormwood Scrubs. Very haunted city, London. We're going to have a song now, Countess.
All right.
The song is performed by the incredible Lois J. Berean and Jack Wills. It was written by me from a poem of mine called Flowers, and it tells the story of a relationship, a love that lasts forever, and it's told through flowers. Here we have it, Flowers.
Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know the most beautiful things sent from above. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. I was a child, just about three, out in the garden by the old oak tree. Picked some daisies, dandelions too, gave them to my mom and said, I love you. Flowers show us the power of love. I was 17, so was she, the loveliest girl I ever did see. She held my hand, my heart beat fast, I found the one for me at last. Lonely times were in my past. That Valentine's Day the roses were red. I gave them to her with love, the card said. Flowers in the fields, roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know the most beautiful things sent from above. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. On our wedding day, the bride wore white, a love like a flower that bloomed so bright. With love strong then, as it is today, flowering forever in our bouquet. The light of love that lit our way. Anniversaries came, silver and gold. Time passed, but dreams don't grow old. Our children grown sent us flowers to say to mom and dad on your special day. Time is a thief, and to all it will come. A final journey for us had begun. Now we lie side by side, our spirits are free. Together forever, he and she. Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Welcome back, Countess.
At your service, darling, having a wonderful night. The orange blossoms are wafting through the windows.
Yeah, they're wafting through the windows here in England as well, I can tell you that. But we have got daffodils.
Oh.
We really have got daffodils. In fact, the daffodils are out, and I'm going to search to see if I can find my copy of the poem, Daffodils, and I'll see if I can read you a poem later on. But we have, first of all, got a caller coming through. And ladies and gentlemen, you call in and speak direct to John G. Sutton on 800-930-2819. Or you can call 401-322-9091. Speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. Now, can I speak, please, to Joey?
Hey, John, it's Joey.
Hello, Joey. Yeah, you're sounding well tonight. How are you doing? You're in California, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from California. Had kind of a rough day today, but I'm working through it.
You had a bit of a rough day today. Joey, you're going to be all right, yeah? You're definitely going to be all right. And you're psychic too, Joey. Did you know that?
Yeah, my whole life.
You've known this all of your life, yeah? I feel that you do hear voices of spirit, and I feel that you should start taking notes, because I feel that you can do what I do, and that is called automatic writing. Have you tried that, Joy?
I've already done that.
You've already done that. Well, you are receiving messages from the next dimension. Do you know that?
Yes, sir. I did know that. I'm very nervous. Never done this before.
You're going to do very well. If you keep the automatic writing, keep the notes, yeah? Because I feel that you are being given information that is of importance, not only to yourself, but to other people. And if I told you that you were an innocent man, would that mean something to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just let me give you what's coming through to me now. I'll just listen to this, yeah. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie. Does that mean something to you, Joey?
Yes.
Because it should do, because that's coming to me. You are an innocent man, and you are going to succeed in life. I feel that you've got certain problems that are almost insurmountable, you may seem. You may seem to think so. But there is a way around this. What you do is you play to your strengths. You don't play to your weaknesses. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Joy?
Yeah, and I've been working on that, but it's so difficult on me right now.
Of course it's difficult. Nobody promises a rose garden when we come here. This planet that we're on, I believe it's a form of spiritual school, and we're here to learn certain lessons. When we've learnt them, then we can take the next dimension and move forward. But whilst we're here, we've got a certain task to do. One of the tasks that I believe you've got to do is to help enlighten other people. Would you like to have a very quick word with my friend, the Countess Starella?
Okay.
Hello, Joey. Hello, darling.
Hi, sweetheart.
Is there something specific that you need us to send a healing, loving light to help you?
Relationship with my fiance.
Which has been very rocky right now?
You don't even know the half of it. He's so mysterious, says one thing but means the complete opposite.
What is her first name, Joey?
His first name is Joel.
His name. Joel?
Yeah.
All right, let me look at him. Listen, he's got a kind of depression going on himself. And he takes it out on you because of his uncertainty on the inside. So,
he's very harsh with me.
Go ahead.
He's very harsh with me, and I've never done nothing to him.
You need to set him straight quickly. You tell him you talked to two counselors tonight who told you that it was time for you to stand up for yourself so that he knows there is a boundary to the way he treats you. He doesn't treat other people this way. He knows he can pick on you. Stand up to him. Stand up to him, Joey. Don't let him get away with this. It's a type of mistreatment, and you're so gentle and sweet, you've allowed it, but do you think you have enough courage to say, look, either you're going to have to straighten up or something's going to shift here?
I've been fighting a battle with my own depressions, and I have surgery coming up, which has just been changed to a month from now, on April 17th. My pre-op is tomorrow. Got lost today trying to find my new doctor, who was my family doctor when I was a kid. I had to check myself at an ER to get myself better again so I could get home. Left my car there.
Well, you're going to be all right.
You are going to be all right. Believe me, Joel.
Like,
yeah. And
right.
The song that I sang at the start was by Billy Joel, wasn't it? And it turns out that your partner is called Joel. So there was obviously a message there. But believe me, you can overcome this together. Sometimes, you know, when you're in a relationship, there is a dominant partner, and he may just be trying to be a little bit too dominant. So you take control a little bit there. Do you understand what I'm saying, Joey?
Yeah.
And I do know that you can get through this. I feel that your psychic gift will help you. I know that the automatic writing is for a purpose. I know that the operation is going to be what I would say is a success. So you will feel that you have achieved something there. Are you thinking of cutting your beard? You have a beard, don't you?
No. For a little bit last week, I considered it.
You've been thinking of cutting your beard shorter, haven't you? I think that would perhaps help you a little bit. Have you got it quite long, your beard, at the moment?
But I like it this way, though, at the same time.
Okay, all right. I know you've been... I'm not saying you're definitely going to do it, but I know that you've been contemplating cutting your beard shorter, and that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, Joel
I also feel you're going to grow your hair longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to grow... You're going to end up with hair on your shoulders like me.
Yeah. You know, you and I look just the same.
Pardon?
You're like an older version in those pictures we have on Oranum.
All right. Yes, very good. Joey, thank you very much for calling in this evening. You've been a wonderful guest.
Well, there's one thing, darling. I wanted to make clear.
Billy Joel
is my father.
Yes, we will. Thank you very much, Joey.
Billy Joel is my father.
Yeah. I will.
Okay.
Thank you, Joey.
Okay. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Joey. Yeah.
Yeah, have a great night.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Joey. Yeah. That was Joey, and obviously got some problems there, but I know for a fact that what I'm hearing is that it's going to be clear. Countess Starella, you can be spoken to on Oranum.com, as indeed I can. You can speak to me on psychicworld.net. Just go in there and have a look at my wonderful website. There must be 100,000 words there of my brilliant writing. No point in playing around with false modesty, is there, Countess?
Not at all.
And go and see Countess's feathers, yeah? She's got more feathers than an ostrich. We'll be back straight after this break. Thank you very much.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Speaking about my books, just for a moment, I have a book that's just gone into the American Kindle charts on Amazon. It's called I'm Not Mad, I'm Psychic. It tells the story of a young psychic in England who was certified because they said that he was hearing voices and there were certain problems with his mental makeup. He wasn't, in actual fact, insane. He was psychic. Hence the title, I'm Not Mad, I'm Psychic. And you can get that on Amazon. Just type it in. You'll see my name there. My name is John G. Sutton. And the book is about the wonderful Wayne Isaacs, who is a colleague of ours, Countess, yes?
Yes, I'm mad about Wayne. Pardon the pun.
I'm just mad about Wayne. Yeah. We've got a caller on the line. Could we please speak to Greg?
Hi, Countess.
Hello, darling.
How are you guys tonight?
Fabulous. How are you, Greg? How can we help you tonight?
I'm doing well. Well, I was calling in to find out. I mean, this is more of a question about the business and my occupation, and wanted to see what you saw in my future as far as that goes.
What city are you in? Seattle. And are you in the job of your dreams? Do you love it?
I do enjoy it.
What are you doing there, Greg?
I'm actually in sales and in lighting manufacturer rep.
Very interesting. Very interesting. More than a coincidence. Just yesterday, I had a meeting with someone who's in the same business and who was just topped over a huge financial breakthrough. And I wonder if this couldn't be a good omen for you too. It's timely. It's interesting. You obviously have a good feeling about it. I want you to feel as optimistic as I am, as though the sky's the limit when it comes to achievement and prosperity and abundance. You feel pretty happy about it. I think you're going to do great this year.
It would be nice to have a good year.
Well, this is going to be a spectacular one, and you want to feel as excited now as you will when the snowball of prosperity starts building up, and just say to yourself, wow, it's my time. I'm able to do it. I'm getting help. I'm getting tangible help, and I'm getting some help from the other worldly creatures too. What do you think, John? Doesn't it look good to you?
Greg, let me tell you this. Yeah, I feel that there is going to be a big opportunity here. Have you sold this lighting on a commercial basis?
Yes.
Because I don't think we're actually talking about bedside lamps here, are we? We're talking about commercial lighting. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be a big contract that you negotiate, yeah? And once you've done this, then you never look back. I don't know if you're looking to be, do they call it vice president in the USA when you start to move up the ladder?
Yes, I'm at the top end of that business.
Right. Okay. Because I do feel that it's at the senior end. It's at the board level that I see you operating. Yeah. You're not selling to the man in the street. You're not selling to Joe Soap. You're selling to that's an English term, by the way, meaning anybody. You're selling to boards of directors, and you're going to sell commercial lighting to a very serious commercial project that will bring everything in, and you will get what you want, Greg. I don't think you have a boat at the moment, but you want a boat, don't you?
Actually, I do have a boat at the moment. I sure would like to move up, though.
Right, because I see you going to a boat show, yeah? Listen to me, Greg. I see you going to a boat show and getting the boat that you want. So it isn't the boat that you've got now. As I say, I know you are buying a boat, but it is something that you want. You want what I'd call like a cabin cruiser, don't you?
Yes, that would be. That's what we're. Yeah, I would like to see that in the future.
I've just seen it, Greg. You're going to get yourself a cabin cruiser, and you are going to do it. And one of the lighting projects that you get, I keep hearing this, so I have to tell you, is you're going to put in a tender. We call them tenders in the United Kingdom. That's a bid for a contract to supply something to do with the government. Have you already done this?
We work on several levels, so government is one of those avenues, yes.
Well, you are going to do it, and the contract comes from Washington. So I don't know if you've made any contacts in Washington yet, which I'm sure that you have, but you will be going to Washington to meet people who signed the contract, and you'll be the toast of the town, certainly where you work. I also feel that you're going to be a very happy man in years to come. You got contacts in New York, Greg, because you're going to New York.
Oh, I do represent some companies in New York, so...
Yeah, well, there's something coming from New York, yeah? And also there's a new form of lighting, a new form of lighting. I think it's only just in development at the moment that you're going to be working on, and your company is going to be the one that actually makes the breakthrough. So quite what this is, I'm not certain. It's probably even quite secret, so I won't go into too much about that. But I'm sure that you have been advise that this is in development. You don't need to tell me too much, but just tell me I'm right. Tell me I'm right.
There are, developments in new lighting technology that the breakthrough is just coming out now. So that is correct.
Hey, am I psychic or what? You are going to do this. You're at the front of this, Greg. You've rung up to see if you're going to be a success. You absolutely are going to do it. Yeah. So believe me, and
that'd be great. Do you know how soon?
The big hit comes from Washington. That's where you are, and it's a big round of applause. I can see you standing in front. There's probably about 50 to 100 people, but they're standing up and they're applauding you. You've done this, Greg. I think it's part of your vision to actually do it. So up the ladder you're going, and you will get your cabin cruiser. That's exactly what you want, because you want to go cruising down Florida as well. You want to go down to the Keys, don't you?
Well, the Keys would be nice. There's some beautiful waters up in the Washington area too, so I wouldn't mind taking some time and exploring some of those.
Well, you're going to be too busy to do that for the next 18 months to 2 years, because this is the period in your life when you make the breakthrough. And if you want to know when you get the big contract, it comes July, August. It isn't that far away. I believe that you're working on it right now. All right, Greg.
That sounds great.
I hope you've enjoyed your call this evening.
Wonderful.
If you want to speak to myself or Countess Starella, you know how to do it. And we'd be delighted to speak to you. Thank you, Greg.
Good luck, dear.
Thank you both. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Countess, can I sing you a song?
What kind of song are you talking about?
Well, something kind of stormy. Would you like that?
You're going to sing to me? How romantic. Let me get you started. Let me get you into it.
You're going to hit me with a key, Countess.
Give me your key here. Hang on. Give me two shakes.
Oh, here we go. We can't wait for this. Come on, hit me with a key. That'll do me very good. Yeah, go on.
Church, get down on my knees and pray.
Well, they call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
Tuesday's just as bad.
Oh, they call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
Tuesday's just as bad.
On Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's oh so sad.
Thursday's oh so sad.
Oh, the eagle flies on Friday. Now Saturday I'll go out to play.
Eagle's out to play.
Oh yeah, the eagle flies on Friday. Saturday I'm out to play.
Go out and play.
Sunday I go to church, and I fall down on my knees to pray.
Knees and pray.
I say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, have mercy on me. You know, I'm crazy about my Countess. Lord, send her back home to me. Well, they call it Stormy Monday, and Tuesday's just as bad.
Tuesday's just as bad.
You were brilliant, Countess, and I was rubbish again. But we'll be back.
C Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Truella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Durella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. You can catch Countess Starella on Arainham.com. She's got a wonderful webcam on there. She's got a chat room. You can join in and talk to the amazing Countess. Absolutely, it's free. You just go on there and join. If you want a private reading, of course, then that's going to cost. But otherwise, you can go on there and witness the incredible beauty of the amazing Countess Starella. And you can see me on psychicworld.net or indeed on arainham.com. And there is a link on my website to the webcam on Arainham. So if I'm on there, you can catch me via psychicworld.net. And we've got with us Shell. Can I speak to Shell, please? Michelle.
Good evening.
Good evening, Michelle. You've called into the show before, and we have spoken before. That's correct, isn't it?
Yes, we have.
All right, yeah. And I know that there have been certain problems, but matters are coming to a point, I feel, in your relationship. Because this is a relationship question, am I right?
Yes, it is.
Tell me I'm right, shall ya?
You are right, John.
Just say I'm right, yeah?
You're right.
I'm right. Yeah, this is a relationship matter, and it involves partly a lady who has been extremely, I would say, tricky and devious and misleading, and has pulled the wool over your wonderful partner's eyes, misled and in a way tricked this man out of what should have been a very happy future with you. Does all that make some sense, Shell?
Yes, it does.
Right, well, it's going to be corrected because the universe will not allow that. And I feel that you are taking certain actions. I know you're not using magic spells, but you are using using a form of protection, aren't you?
Yes.
That will work against her. Yeah, I've actually written a form of protection. It's in one of my books. It's called The Psychic World of Derek Okora. That's available on Amazon, and it's in there, you know, how to protect yourself against negative energy, because there's been a lot of negative energy thrown at you and at your partner. You do know this, Shell, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, would you just... it's going to get put right, and if you want a time scale on this... As we're getting into the start of April, it's all starting to fall into place that your partner is believing that he's made this serious mistake and he moved out and he's looking to move back in. So that is going to happen. Just have a quick word with my friend, the amazing Countess Starella.
Hello, Shell.
Hello, Countess.
Hi, Sugar. Remember, even in the middle of chaos and craziness, there are some little threads of sanity and hope and peacefulness, and you want to hang on to anything that makes you feel safe and joyful and balanced, even though the waters are rushing around you. Your stability through this thing is part of what holds it together for the future. Do you feel you can be appreciative of those little things while you're waiting for the good things to materialize? It's essential, and it's part of who you are, and let some of that childlike enthusiasm burst through so that you can have the courage to see this thing to completion. Future's bright. Don't you agree, John?
I absolutely know that, Shell, this is going to happen. There is a distance in miles against between you and your partner at the moment. Tell me I'm right.
You are right.
Yeah. It takes him about an hour and a half to get to you. That's about right, isn't it? About an hour and a half, about 90 minutes.
Yes.
Because I do feel that he is driving over there to see you, and I do feel that it will be this coming weekend, and that he is going to explain that all the mistakes that he's made have to be corrected. I feel that he is in a lonely place at the moment, and this wicked woman... which is how I see her as being, yeah, has so confused him that he hasn't been able to see the true light in his path, which is you, Shell. And tell me, Shell, have you been, like, restyling yourself, looking more lovely than ever? Because I feel that you are.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see you. And you listen, Shell, you're looking in the mirror, yeah, and you're thinking, hey, girl, you look all right today. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, matter of fact.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I know that. Listen, don't you think that when your partner sees you, that's exactly what he's going to think as well, Shell? Of course it is.
Oh, I certainly hope
yeah?
so.
Yeah, and it isn't just that. There's a meeting of minds here. You know, that you actually are on the same wavelength. What's happened is there's been disruption, there's been deceit, and there's been downright lies. And your man's been misled, but he is awakening to that. His health is slightly suspect at the moment. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, you are right.
I feel that he needs some medical treatments, but the medical treatments will be successful, and I know that you're perfectly happy to help him nurse him back to full health again, because that is where it will go. And then I know that you're going to take a brief holiday. Yeah, have you been to a place called Santa Monica?
No, I have not.
Right. Well, there's a beach area. You know, it's called Santa Monica, and I do feel that you're going to go and see Santa Monica, which is not too far away from Los Angeles, by the way. And I know that you will have a wonderful. It might only be 4 or 5 days, but it's just going to be a break, and it will be a bonding together. That's a vision that you carry with you, and speak to your man about that. Yeah, there is a pier there, and you will walk on the pier at this place called Santa Monica. I can see it going out to sea. Might not be a massive pier, but you will be holding this man's hand, and the togetherness will start again, and the belief that life is worth living, because for a time it seemed almost as if it's not worth living. Tell me I'm right.
Yes.
All right. Well, believe me, life is always worth living. We're given trials and tribulations, but we can always overcome. Shell, you've been a wonderful guest. Thank you very much for calling in. You can contact me direct at psychicworld.net or on auranum.com, as you can, the amazing Countess Starella. Shell, we'll no doubt speak again. Thank you very much. Thank you, Shell. Countess, can you hear me?
Yes, my darling. What a lovely night, and what great callers. And thanks to all our devoted fans and listeners.
Well, it's very nice for people to listen in, and we do appreciate your feedback. But most of all, this show is about you. This show is about your aims, hopes, ambitions, your loves, and your dreams. You ring in and speak to me here on TransformationTalkRadio.com, or you can speak direct to Countess Starella, and please do call in next week. The number is 800-930-2819. Myself, John G. Sutton, or Countess Starella will be absolutely delighted to help you look at the problems and the hopes and ambitions. We've had some very nice callers this evening. Thank you very much to Joey. Joey, this is a message for you. You're an innocent man, and you are going to succeed. You will be well, and this operation that you're going through, this medical period, you'll overcome that, and do not allow anybody to make you do what you do not want to do. Joey, you're going to be fine. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Psychic World. I'm John G. Sutton, and with me has been Countess. Countess.
Good night, dear friends, and remember, you are truly loved.
You are indeed. We'll see you soon. Thank you very much. Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.